The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Our tech team ensure your broadband runs at its optimum speed. It's all part of the service.
Let's go straight to Dingle now and Andy Tuning. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's
how are
a pleasure
you?
To talk to you. And you know, the reason I wanted to talk to you was because I have great respect for ravens, but I don't have a pet raven, unlike you.
Yeah.
Tell me why anyone would want a pet raven.
You wouldn't, really.
Cool.
They're a handful and a half. They're quite intelligent. Average raven has intelligence of your average 8-year-old child. But this 8-year-old child also has wings and can fly and sit on top of things that I can't reach. And he likes to poo all over the place. So really not actually great pets.
Where do you keep your raven?
So he has an aviary outside my house where he goes out in the daytime, and then I actually bring him in at night, and he has a separate room in my house. All his.
Does he pay rent?
I wish. Freeloader.
What is a freeloader? Exactly. What's his name?
His name is Orion.
Orion, like the stellar, the stars.
Like the constellation. Exactly,
the constellation,
yeah.
Is the word I was trying to think of. Now, what is the most intelligent thing about Orion?
I don't know, like, there's just so many different aspects to him. Like, when I hold him on my hand, he looks into me just as much as I look at him. If I construct a toy, like, I'll take a egg carton or something and put food in it, I have to wrap it in masking tape about 8 different layers to stop him getting into it in about 30 seconds. So, I mean, he just does dog puzzles, and we traveled actually up to Belfast here last year for some filming.
Yeah.
We were in a film with Nicole Kidman and Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah.
And he just took to set immediately. He'd never been on a green screen or out on location like that before, and he just took it in stride because he is an intelligent creature.
Really? So. And was he demanding as a thespian?
No, he just wanted to roll in the grass.
Yeah, okay. Well, a lot of actors feel that way too, I'm sure. And
yeah.
And obviously, we were talking about the Tower of London yesterday and how they're missing one of their ravens, and the kingdom will collapse if they don't have 6 ravens intact. They have 7.
To that effect, yeah.
Could you imagine? So would you be willing to lend Orion to the tower if they were...
If the tower called on me to lend Orion, I may do. But they actually have their own set of breeding birds, so I'm sure there'll be another baby coming along soon. It's breeding season right now. Ravens are building nests and getting ready to lay eggs. They start as early as Christmas in some places. So.
And are ravens part of the, like, a crow family, the hooded crow and things like that? Is that?
Yeah, they are. It's called corvids.
Corvid, that's the word.
Corvid, yeah.
Yeah,
corvid.
As opposed to the other one. Yeah, yeah. Corvid, that's COVID with an R, right. And
yeah.
The corvids, I mean, I've got bird feeders, and I swear to God, I've been quite convinced that they unscrewed 2 screws in the
Definitely.
Bird feeder. Would that be them with their beaks? I mean, did I imagine that? Was that my Nixonian paranoia there? Or was there truth
to
it?
No, I would totally attribute that to something like a magpie.
Yeah.
It's not that they maybe would screw it, but they'd peck at it and keep it jiggling until it bounced itself out. Even jays, the Eurasian jay, is part of the corvid family, as are the choughs, which are a bit rare here in Ireland, but beautiful little birds to find on seashores and things.
They're a fascinating animal. I can see why you'd be intrigued, Andy. And I know you work in the Dingle Falconry Experience at Milltown House. So we'll combine our love of Dingle and birds and dolphins and gin and anything else we get our hands on down there, and we'll come and see it.
Do so.
I look forward to it. Andy, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ryan. Have a great day.
Give our love to Orion.
I will do.
Okay,
thanks.
See you soon.